Pretty short agenda tonight. I'm going to call the meeting to order. Meeting of the Taney County Board of Adjustment. And Benita, would you please establish that we have a quorum present? Bob?
Okay. Sean Pingleton.
Here.
Tom Gideon.
Here.
Tony Molden.
Here.
Mark Weiss.
Here.
And David Nelson is not here. We have established a quorum.
Fantastic. And Bob, would you explain the public hearing procedures?
I'd like to welcome you this evening to the May 21st Board of Adjustment public hearing being held in order to hear a single variance request. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request, which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B. The staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. And the Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for the case to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report will be read for the application, followed by a video and any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon the application, you must sign in at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak either for or against a request must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to provide sworn testimony, your name will be called by the Board of Adjustment Chairman. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments or questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. Thank you so much.
And Tom, would you please read our governing statutes?
The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by the administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations, to hear and decide all matters referred to or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as hereon provided, where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of specific pieces of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under Section 64845 to 64880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to, or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the merger or grant of privilege to authorize upon appeal relating to the property, a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially empowering the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map. In exercising the above powers, the board may reserve or affirm wholly or partly or may modify the other requirement, decision, or determination appealed by any and may take such order, requirement, decision, or determination as ought to be made, and to that end shall have all the powers of the office from whom the appeal is taken. Any owners, lessees, tenants of building structures or land jointly or severally aggrieved by any decision of the Board of Adjustment of the County Commission respectively, under the provisions of Sections 64845 to 64880, or Board Commissioner or other public officials may present to the Circuit Court of the county in which the property affected is located a petition, duly verified, stating that the decision is legal, in whole or in part, specifying the grounds of illegality and asking for relief therefrom. Upon the presentation of the petition, the court shall allow a writ of criteria directed to the Board of Adjustment or the County Commission, respectively, of the action taken and data records acted upon, and may appoint a referee to take an additional evidence in the case. The court may reserve or affirm or may modify the decision brought up for review. After the entire judgment in the circuit court in the action review, any party to cause may prosecute an appeal to appeal court having jurisdiction in the same manner now hereafter provided by the laws for the appeals from other judgments of the circuit court civil cases.
We have one hearing before us tonight. It's the Branson Sports Club, a variance request. And would everyone that signed to speak please stand, and we're going to swear you in. This is a legal proceeding, so if you'll raise your right hand. Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And Bob, would you go over this request?
This is case number 2014-4V. The project is the Branson Sports Club Incorporated, Larry and Pam Dapridge, minimum lot size variance request. And the applicants, of course, are Larry and Pam Dapridge. This is the location of the property in question. The subject property is located at 418 Buchanan Road, Branson, Missouri, in the Branson Township, Section 8, Township 23, Range 21. The applicants are requesting a variance from Section 7, Table 3 of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and Article 9, Section 3, Table 1 of the Taney County Subdivision Regulations concerning the 2-acre minimum lot size. The subject property is an approximately 2.32-acre meets and bounds described tract of land, also known as Lot 1, of the unrecorded Cedar Ridge subdivision. On June 16, 2003, the Taney County Planning Commission issued Division 3 Permit 2003-24, authorizing the development of a gymnasium, the Branson Sports Club Incorporated, and six storage units. On June 21, 2005, the Taney County Regional Sewer District approved septic permit number 2005-199, authorizing the construction of an engineered advanced septic system that was to serve both the Branson Sports Club and also the Little Ones Learning Center located on the adjoining property to the east. The applicants are now wishing to subdivide the 2.32-acre property in question into two lots. If the variance is approved, Lot 1, the lot to the south, would be approximately 1.09 acres and would consist essentially of the Branson Sports Club. Lot 2 would be approximately 1.23 acres and would consist of the existing mobile home and a storage building, and then also the advanced septic system that's currently serving both the Branson Sports Club and the Little Ones Learning Center that's located just to the east. Again, the property in question is approximately 2.32 acres. The applicants, again, are requesting a variance from both of those provisions concerning the 2-acre minimum lot size. And we've just got we've got a north view of the property in question, and south view, east and west, just to get a good idea. Like I said, the current wastewater system does serve both the Branson Sports Club and the adjoining daycare center as well. In review, the applicants have indicated that the property in question has at this time been donated to the Branson Sports Club with the intent of separating the personal property owned by Mr. and Mrs. Dapridge, essentially the mobile home and storage building, from the property owned by the Branson Sports Club, LLC, a nonprofit 501c3. The applicants have indicated that it will be extremely difficult to continue to operate the Branson Sports Club as a nonprofit entity with the other structures continuing to be located on the same lot. No further development of the property is planned or really even possible due to the space limitations of the site. with the existing structures and wastewater treatment system occupying much of the property. The applicants have further indicated that if the variance request is granted, a private sanitary sewer easement will be drafted and filed with the Recorder of Deeds office, ensuring access to sanitary sewer for Lot 1 via the shared septic system area that's actually located, would be located upon Lot 2. The staff recommendations on this, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves this variance request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. First, approval of a variance from the 2-acre minimum lot size requirement, allowing the property in question to be replatted to consist of Lot 1, which would be approximately 1.09 acres in size, and Lot 2, which would be approximately, sorry, I've misspoken here, one of them should be 1.23 acres. Two, a private sanitary sewer easement shall be drafted and filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office, ensuring access to sanitary sewer for Lot 1, the Branson Sports Club, and also the property description of the tract of land containing the Little Ones Learning Center via the shared septic system area located upon Lot 2. Three, compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And four, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. We've got a couple of just really brief videos here. We've got one really quickly from the front here. And of course, this is the Branson Sports Club. And we've just done a pretty quick 360 here.
Was quick. Yeah, I saw her just a second. She even jumped over that ditch.
Yeah, this is the one you took. So I ran. And then we've got just a quick video from the back of the property as well. Just to, and of course this is the sports club, the mobile home, the storage building, and then. Just kind of walked over toward the wastewater field, basically. And that's essentially the wastewater area. Okay.
Thank you, Bob. We have one speaker tonight, and that would be Larry Dapridge. Larry, do you come forward, please? And we're going to have, might have some questions for you here when you're done, but explain the reason for your request and anything you'd like to share with the board.
Well, basically, Bob really pretty much summed up pretty well, probably better than I did when I gave it to him. But the main reason is the original, that whole lot is donated to the Branson Sports Club. But we, with the intention of separating that back section off, and when we had it, I think the only thing that you didn't have in there, which I do have copies of if you need a copy of it, is the
if it's something you'd like to be put into evidence, you may give a copy to Bob and Benita. And, we could
I think you might already have it.
The contract for exchange of real estate, did you have that copy of that?
I think so. I think we did, yeah.
I'm going to have to take a look at it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I think I had it on the original application.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But anyway, with that contract, or with the contract for exchange of the real estate, it was mentioned in there, and we went to the attorney to make sure that everything was set up right, that 60% would go back to us, and then that way the nonprofit would remain 100% nonprofit.
And that's what our intent is to get the nonprofit completely on its own land as nonprofit. With the mobile home and the storage lots on there, I'm not even sure how the accountant would even start to deal with that. I'm not sure how they'd split that off, and it would cause a lot of problems to try to have a storage lot and other buildings that's not owned by the nonprofit on there.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with us?
Nothing else I can think of. Everything's pretty much been covered. That's our...
Okay. Members of the commission, do you have any questions for Larry or Bob?
Yeah, I just want to clarify a couple of things, if I could. And they might be for either of you.
Sure.
I'm just trying to get my mind around the metal building, the metal storage building, is it commercial? It looked like it was rental.
It's set up to be rental currently. It's mainly storage for stuff when we actually built the sports club.
Okay.
But we did rent a couple of the lots out at one time, but right now they're all full of stuff that I need to really get rid of.
How many units are in that? It looked like 10.
I think. 1, 2, 3, 4,
I mean, some of them were pretty small. Looks like some of them like are closet size.
There's four big ones on the back side, and then 5, 6, and then medium, and then 7, 8, 9, 10, four small, 11, 12 medium, 13, 14. So it should be 14.
And I was looking back to the permit from 2003.
Yeah. Yeah, we never did the 6 thing. Yeah. It wouldn't even fit in there.
So it was 6 buildings. That's
yeah.
what I said.
Yes.
I said it was 6-story buildings.
Yeah, it was originally 6 buildings.
That can't be right. It said 6 units. I'm like, I don't think that's right. So,
no.
Yeah. Okay, so that's one of the things I was trying to clarify. So,
no, because actually just behind that, it tapers down because that's on the on a slope. So originally when they showed that in there, it showed it further back. And then when we actually got to the actual dirt work construction, there's just no way to fit that in there.
So what's all on that septic field is the daycare.
Yeah, which would be, right here, sorry. Oh, there it is.
Which is already on a separate lot.
Mm-hmm.
The sports club and the mobile home?
No.
It's got
a mobile home has its own.
Yeah.
Okay, because we didn't really mention that anywhere, but.
Yeah,
it's got its own right here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got
its
own.
So that's where the easement would come in for the septic system for the little ones daycare.
Well, the easement would come in for, because this actually already, all this has all been existed for. Well, since 2003, so it's almost 10 years, or over 10 years. The easement comes, because we'd already have one easement, but that would change since the lot split.
Right.
Because when we put that original, or the advanced strip system in, they wanted an easement since it was crossing property lines for that, and there is easement already in there for that. But it's little ones goes over to the drip system, and the big metal building, the sports club, goes to the drip system.
Okay.
And then the trailer is just completely on its own. It's actually on a different water supply.
Where is the trailer system at? I mean,
just right behind it, that little
section.
I see it down there.
That was one of my concerns before. Yeah. So it looks like they're already split, and they're already using it like it's two lots, really.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Basically, because there's a retainer wall that's basically on that line
and
that we're looking at putting in.
When the Regional Sewer District approved the septic permit, the first septic with the mobile home was already there, right? I mean, that existed?
I think it was already there, wasn't it? Yeah, it was already there.
Okay.
It's been so long ago.
Basically, the mobile home.
I'm sorry.
You're not on the list to speak.
Yeah.
The mobile home was already there, and then when we got the permits for the advanced strip system, of course, we had to do all the engineering for all that. Then the advanced drip system came in afterwards.
Okay. That's all the questions I've got. I would just get a few things.
Thank you, Sean. Mm-hmm. Any other questions of Larry or Bob? I've got a couple. One has to do with parking.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back to your Taney County Planning Commission Division of Record, Division 3, June 16, 2003, and here's what it required. Compliance with Taney County Development Guidance Code, Division 2 and 3 permits that includes plans for the following: site plan with scale of building, streets, and on-site parking.
Okay.
I'm looking at that building, and if I did my math right, it's a 19,200 square foot building, about 160 by 120, and I think when the permit said 150, but you know, it could be a little bit less, but approximately 19,000 square foot building. That requires a certain amount of parking, you know, to utilize it. How many parking places do you have, and if this lot is split, will you be in compliance with the parking?
Well, the actual split, nobody parks actually to the back side of that property at all. Everybody's either in the front or in the other front section where you can actually see the dirt there. So that's really the only parking. The split wouldn't actually do anything for against the parking.
Okay. I think my question might be for Bob. Bob, what is the requirement for parking on a 19,000 square foot building in Tane County?
I will have to look it up.
That's probably kind of some kind of usage.
Yeah, it's by usage.
Yeah, I don't think it's by square foot.
No, it's not by square foot. It's by what its designated use is.
It's so many parking spaces per occupant, isn't it?
I know Branson's.
It's,
like,
it's got a square footage component, too. They've got a category for sports arenas, theaters, auditoriums, and churches.
That would probably be close because it's a sports arena. I think
it's calling for one space for every four seats and or 30 square feet of assembly area without fixed seating.
Got to do some math on that.
Is the parcel to the south of that building yours?
Yes, the parcel to the south is ours. So.
And then the next is county or whatever.
Yeah, and the county's
and
got the
county's here.
Well, I mean, also to the south. That looks like that's all county right away, road right away.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think this is all right away here.
Who owns that little piece in there where the, not that.
That's actually ours too. Originally, there was
in front of the building, between the street and the right-of-way. Yeah, that's
what
we own that piece there.
You own that piece, too.
Because that's where the parking looks like it's at.
Yeah, because basically most people park all out front there anyway.
Yeah. I've been by there enough that I know that's where most of them park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
30
in the... 30
in the, what, 19?
And I have no idea how many parking spaces. If it had lines on there, you could pack a lot more people than we currently do in there. But
you don't have much seating or any, I mean, permanent seating.
No, there's no permanent seating anywhere in the building. We have four tip and roll bleachers that we move around.
633.
No. Yeah, I was
there's
looking
wrong with the code.
I was looking at the same thing. I'm like, holy cow.
That came up 633, and I know that's not right.
No.
My concern is that someday that might be sold to somebody.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
And all we might be doing is creating an opportunity for whoever buys it to get, the neighbors whoever buys it to get really mad at them when people start parking on their property unless there's some solution, for adequate parking. How many does it seat? I mean, how many have you had out there, Max? Or do you know what?
I've never actually counted how many cars we've had out there. Probably the busiest we ever had is Ozark Shooters does a gun show, and that's probably the busiest, and they personally park them out there. And I've not asked them how many cars that they've been able to fit in there. Yeah, they filled it up.
Yeah.
But then, of course, that's all the vendors and all the people coming in, and we just let them pretty much park everywhere on all the pieces of property there. And as far as that front piece, I mean, that's always open for parking of any kind.
And that's kind of where I was getting at, too, because I believe you own that property.
Yes.
It's not buildable either. I mean, the way it lays, it'd be hard to put
it. Well, there's a water main that runs right through it, too.
For parking, yeah. I just hate creating a problem down the road because, today it's a sports club.
Uh-huh.
About 100 years from now, about 50 years from now?
I have no idea.
It'll
still be a nonprofit because it's all built as a nonprofit.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. It exactly. Well, we've seen problems that
other boards
have created when you didn't look toward what you're doing, and I totally understand that it's a good cause. And they're probably parking back, by your trailer, and it looks like there's some elevation differences and all that.
Yeah.
That you're dealing with as well, retaining walls.
Well, yeah, and that retainer wall's there, and you can't park anywhere, well, basically anywhere behind the building, because there's no parking back there whatsoever.
Let me ask a question. You own that piece of property in front. Would you be willing to grant an easement?
Oh, yeah.
For parking purposes for this property as a part of something, if that would be of interest?
Yeah, I don't see that being a problem. That's what it's used for anyway, so.
Since it's being used for that, I think that is the,
that resolves a long
time. That would resolve.
That's all the questions that I
have. I do have one more. It already sounds like you'd be willing to do this, but if this was approved, currently that lot is approved for 6 storage units. I would like that to go on record that would go away as existing.
Oh, yes.
1 storage unit allowed. I mean, I could physically put more on there, but still. Yeah. If we've granted that, it's still granted otherwise. So.
Yeah, and that's, because there's nowhere to put it had to be pretty small.
Maybe there's some way to solve these issues.
Yeah.
So that's not an issue then?
No.
Okay.
It looked like that was your intent.
There
could be none. No, there's no more room for it. We're not planning on anything.
No, there's not. We're not planning on any kind of construction anywhere on the property because there's really not any room to put anything else. Unless we can go underground or something, maybe.
You've got plenty of, what's the use? If it becomes a theater or a church, you're going to need more parking.
Yeah.
If it becomes a warehouse, you're fine. We don't know, so we just want to look forward to it.
Sure. And an easement for that front spot, well, I don't see that being an issue at all. Let's throw on there. Because that's what it's used for anyway.
Any other questions? Thank you, Tom.
I'm good.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
Discussion among ourselves.
Getting the wording like we're talking about with doing away with the other units of that and then the easement thing in the wording in some way or another, whatever he agrees to that or whatever.
Along with everything else staff has suggested.
With the one correction of the typo.
Yes. Looks like he's working on that.
Oh, it's already done. Good job.
Get his math to add up.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think that sounds good.
We may be ready for a motion.
You're better at words.
I'll make a motion that we approve the variance with the staff recommendations as they're presented right now, along with an easement for parking.
In recordable form.
In recordable form, thank you, to the lot directly to the south. I don't know what lot that is, but you might be able to get that lot for me.
Yeah. I don't know what the description of that is. I think it's a meets and bounds description, isn't it?
Yeah, like everything to the south of that, whatever it was. There was no actual measurement or anything.
So, I don't have that with me. Wait till you get that one, and I'll move on. I got one more. Storage units.
Do we just want to save for the tract?
Directly to the south.
Yeah. What did we call this? Was the southern
lot number?
Yeah, that was lot one, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I think that's what we, is that what we referred to it as? In the,
you did in your report.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And also limit the storage units, storage buildings to one unit.
Yeah.
One building, which I think is referred to as units in the actual June 16th, 2003, to eliminate the six storage units and limit it to one.
I forgot what that, what's that permit number?
That is permit number 2003-0024. Yep. 0024. Will be reduced, shall be reduced, that's fine, shall be reduced to one unit instead of the original six units. Sound good to you guys?
Well,
that
unit can be more like an apartment.
Building, see, to me, building.
The building, he's putting building.
Okay. Yeah, it says unit in here, building, and that threw me off.
And we might as well put containing how many units? 14 or whatever.
Yeah.
It's more than that first number, I think, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Should be reduced to one building containing no more than 14 units. That's where it's at now. Doesn't look like it's going to change.
The only thing you might check on that and make sure 14 is the...
Pretty sure it's 14. And
correct.
There's two big ones, and there's two medium, four small, two medium, and two medium.
So one building is probably important.
Yeah.
One building.
Yeah, that's really the... I mean, the footprint's the footprint. Yeah.
You might subdivide one of those into smaller units one day.
You see, you change your numbers below there, but...
Yeah.
There we go.
I'm not a very good typist.
Okay. That covers my part of the motion. That's what.
And we're going to handle that as two motions.
Okay.
Amendment and an emotion and a motion. To,
I agree.
To approve.
So now I'll make both of those.
Okay, we have two motions before us. One would be a motion to amend, and the other is a motion to approve. First, we're going to go for the motion to amend. So I'm going to call for first, any discussion on the motion?
Is there a second?
I'll second.
That's right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's been motion made and seconded. Now discussion concerning the amendment. Hearing none, we're ready to vote. Would you do a roll call vote for us, please, Benita? Or we can raise our hands if you agree.
Is that easier? Okay.
Let the record show that it was 4 in favor. And on now we have the main motion before us, and that's to approve the request for a variance on a lot size as amended. A discussion concerning the motion as amended.
Did you make that motion?
I did. Well, I did make that motion.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Tony. Any discussion? Hearing none. Please raise your right hand if you vote yes. And let the record show that the four commissioners present voted yes, and your request is granted. And I think you can get with Bob sometime in the next, couple weeks? To
we'll normally mail your decision of record out to you, and Benito will mail out an explanation of what you'll need to do. You'll need to have it filed with the Recorder of Deeds office. Sure. And yes, yes.
And as a matter of something I think we need to do in-house is make sure that we get the easement on file, you know, when this is recorded, you know, of record. So that'll go with the land, and whoever buys that down the road will have, you know, some room to put some people should it go that direction.
Sure.
Still... the other land. It's not making the lot any larger.
Yes.
It just needs it.
Just to be sure.
Okay, I'm going to close public hearing for the Branson Sports Club. And now we've got the minutes from the April 2014 minutes before us. I've had a chance to review them. Is there any comments or motions or changes?
Thank you.
Thank you.
make a motion to approve the minutes as noted.
Second?
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the minutes. Discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Hearing none. Minutes are approved. And now we have old, new business. Anything we need to be aware of, Bob?
I really don't have anything at this point. There's not going to be a meeting for June at this point. So the deadline was yesterday, I guess, and we didn't receive an application. So,
man, I was hoping I was going to be able to rub it in that I'd be in the Cayman Islands, but I just got to do that anyway.
You got it on my
ear. You can put that on the record.
Yeah.
Is that if you get your remodel done? Or,
yeah, exactly.
Or we're just going.
We're going one way or the other.
Yeah. Remodel on hold right. Until we get back.
That's right.
That's the way I'd be about
daughter's,
it.
Daughter's high school senior trip present, so yes, we're definitely going.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That be it for now then, Bob?
That's all I have.
No good. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Say that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Stand up.
Thank you, guys.
We're adjourned.